Drive with Jack, ABC Radio Perth.
Would it surprise you in this COVID-disrupted year to learn that Defence Force recruiting has seen a huge increase in applications from Western Australia of people wishing to join the ADF? More than 6,500 people lodged applications in the year to August. And I'm asking if you or yours were one of them, and I'd love to know. 1300 222 720. Most apply to the Army, but more than 1,420 applicants opted for the Navy. Almost half of those were women. Why are thousands of WA women so keen to sign up? We thought it would be worth going to the ADF to find out. This always takes a bit of work, but thank you to the ADF for being so helpful. Joined in the studio this afternoon by Petty Officer Jess Lantry, not just a one-time naval recruit, but now a recruiter for women. Good afternoon, Jess.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You joined the Navy 13 years ago. Why?
I was very fortunate, Jeff, that my father was in defence. So he was in defence for 21 years. I grew up moving around from different bases and around military people up until the age of about 10. That's my link with defence. And I always thought it was a fantastic opportunity.
And why the Navy?
I think due to my father being in the Navy, I think if I'd gone for Army or Air Force, he would have had a fit. I've always loved the water, loved being around the water, being on the water. So it was just a general consensus that I go that way.
And you signed up to play what kind of role, Jess?
I signed up as a dental assistant, and then now I've moved through and I'm a dental manager.
So you look after the teeth of our service personnel?
I sure do.
What happens if a sailor needs a root canal and HMS Shul is somewhere between here and Singapore?
With that, sometimes we do have dental on board. I've managed to spend 3.5 years at sea myself. We've done many root canals at sea as well, but we would have to get them off the ship to the closest dental facility because a root canal is quite painful.
Yeah, it is. Hey, what was life aboard ship like for a woman 13 years ago, and what might have changed in those intervening years, do you reckon?
Part of recruiting is that we are trying to encourage more women to join. We are trying to grow our numbers for women in defence. So 13 years ago, we were quite a niche little group, I feel, and since then we have definitely grown. So I feel it's still the same thing. We have our separate messes, separate showering. We do the same jobs on board a ship just like anyone else. So life at sea is the same for a male and a female.
Have you seen many more women sailors over those 13 years?
Definitely. Yes. Well, we're growing as a Navy in general. And so with them, yes, more women have definitely joined throughout those 13 years.
On the Drive program this afternoon, we're looking at Defence Force recruiting, which has absolutely gone through the roof this year. My guest is Petty Officer Jess Lantry from the Australian Navy. So today you're a specialist recruiter for women, Jess. More than 600 women in WA have applied for roles in the Navy just this year. What's the draw card? Why are they doing it?
As you can appreciate, Jeff, 2020 has been a bit of a trying year with the bushfires on the eastern coast and now with COVID. I do feel that with our media presence that we have had throughout 2020, it has sort of piqued an interest of people. We do offer very good job security, and I feel that's a massive draw card. As well as we have world-class training. So we will train you in everything that you need to become a sailor or an officer for that matter. And then your career sort of progresses from then. You're guaranteed a job and off you go.
Yeah. And more broadly, recruitment numbers across the services are up 20% in WA this year. Are more and more people looking for a sense of security in uncertain times?
Yes, I do believe so.
Yeah. The ads always look impressive. You know, join up, learn a myriad of new skills, test yourself and make new friends. Is Australian Defence Force today living up to the promise it makes to those often wide-eyed job seekers?
I definitely believe so. I joined at the age of 20. Although I had that family link with defence, I still was sort of stepping into an unknown because I hadn't been through some of those challenging situations you go through in recruit school.
Tell me some of the challenges, Jess.
Well, the challenge is, so you do a life at sea experience. So you have to do a safety jump off the side or scrabble down a net and sort of sit out in a life raft for as long as they want to leave you out there for, and sort of you're making sure you're following the correct procedures to have someone come and rescue you. On board HMAS Success, not only would I do my dental role, I'd be doing other roles on board as well. And so one of my main roles was the boats met. So if someone was to fall overboard, they'd call it's a whole ship evolution. I would jump in the rib, which is like the speedboat. They'd lower us down into the water. They'd throw an 80-kilo Oscar, which is the dummy, into the water, and we'd have to race, find them, and I'd have to render first aid whilst moving at a very quick pace to get back to the ship.
Is it rewarding?
I believe it's rewarding, yes.
How have you changed over 13 years?
13 years is a long time. From the age of 20 to 33, you definitely change as a person, but you're moving around and you really do have to find your independence, and you've got this amazing group of people around you that help support you. And I do believe you evolve as a person throughout the training that you get and the situations you put in. Everyone changes differently. But yeah, I definitely have.
Wednesday afternoon in the Drive program, Petty Officer Jess Landry is my guest. We're talking to Jess today because so many more West Australians are signing up for the Australian Defence Force. Jess, while much of Australia's deployment in recent times has been in the provision of aid or relief or peacekeeping, our forces are occasionally required for combat situations. Do you envisage that at some point in your future, the forces will ask something very different of you?
We are trained for these situations to go in into combat roles. So yes, it is a high probability that we will have to do that at some stage. But I'm confident in the way I have been trained that if I ever have to go into that situation, that I will be okay.
And is there a point where a sailor needs to return to shore permanently? How long will you be sailing the seas?
In my rate, I'm done with my sailing the seven seas. But you could be away for many months. So my brother is also in the Navy as well. A little family tradition going on here. And the last deployment he did, he was actually away for 9 months. So it can vary from, you could be out doing weekly running, so you go out for the week and you come back for the weekend, or you could be away for that 9 month period of time.
Do you think this will be your career for another 13 years?
I hope so. I'm working on some professional development things for myself so then I can progress and potentially commission.
Really interesting to have you in today. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.